came.
Thank you, John. It's good to be back to your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust we can be a help to you, be an encouragement to you. On this beautiful day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I appreciate the help that the Lord give us to be able to be here. I told my wife this morning whenever I got up, I didn't feel like even setting up, and wound up going to church visiting, and wound up preaching at church, and I had to come over here and preach too. I had to preach twice in one day, so the Lord has helped us. So if you got your Bible, turn with us, if you would, St. Luke chapter number 15. And while you're turning there, we would like to send a broadcast out to Mount Moriah Church up in the Lickskiddit community where Brother Oscar Williams is a pastor. We are there this morning and he's feeling kind of bad, so we preached for him. Had to appreciate the goodness of the Lord, appreciate the people come to the altar and pray. Amen. Don't see much of that anymore today, but I appreciate the Lord moving and helping. Y'all pray much for him that the Lord will touch his body and others are in church sick. But in St. Luke chapter number 15, we have been preaching for the last few weeks on about the gold taken out and replaced with brass. So we're going to continue on and maybe go a little further, go a different way, but we're going to continue to go on with this. We will have to wake up and realize we need God's help in the day we're in. But in Luke 15 and verse number 11, going to be reading quite lengthy reading this evening. But Lord help us, maybe in a week or two we can get it all tied in, a part of it. But in Luke chapter 15, the Bible said, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. And for this my son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry. Now his oldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years have I served thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Amen. If reading them, correctly reading them few verses of Scripture, I would like to preach the Lord to help be in our helper today. And amen. Just for a little while, you read back them. The Bible said, this young man come to his father and desired his portion. And you notice here, the older son said, Lord, these many years I serve thee, neither transgress thy any time thy commandment. And yet thou have never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friend. So you're just looking at this, it looks like maybe that the father had some rules, had some regulations, had some things. Amen. That the boys had to do at home, amen, to stay under his roof and stay under his protection. And I'd say that's the way it is today. God, when he saves somebody, and he places him under his control, under his roof, and God gives us some rules and regulations that we must live by. You say, well, preacher, you're not saved by rules and regulations. You're right. By grace through faith are you saved. Amen. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, God saved us. He saved us from our old sinful nature. And God changed us, so therefore He put us, translated us out of darkness, over into the kingdom of His dear Son. Amen. God bless your heart. And so when God changes us, we are changed. Our nature is changed. And we are then, Bible said we were one time the servants of sin. Amen. But now we are the servants of righteousness. And He said we were the servant to whom we yield our members, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. So when God saved us, God placed us in His kingdom, as we preached for the last couple of weeks about, amen, there in Ephesians, where God set these things in the church, amen, but we've messed around and done like the young man did. We have got tired of God's overruling us and telling us what to do, when we are really, this old Adamic nature is a flaring up on us and wanting to get out there back in that world again. So therefore we have lost the things that God has given us. We've lost the gold out and we replaced it with brass. That's what this young man, long as he is at home, he had everything look back, the heart desire. But no doubt the father had rules. You said had rules and regulations. But we'll go back just for a little while, but I want to preach for a while if God will help me on the thought. When he come to himself, amen. The Bible said he came to himself. Amen. Bless your heart. And I want to preach on the thought, when are we ever going to come to ourselves and realize, amen, that we are in a far country. Amen. The church age is in a far country, away from what God meant for her to be. Amen. God meant for her to be a shining light. God meant for her to be a leader of this world. God meant for the church, amen, to be the head of the church world. Amen. Bless your heart. He didn't put it here, amen, to waste everything that he gave it and go back and live like the devil. But God redeemed the church and set it here to be a light to a lost and dying world. Amen. I heard one preacher say one time, and I thought a lot about it, amen, the church needs to be in the show business. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? The Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and turn and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The church needs to be in the show business of showing this world what God has done for us. But we've got in a state where the church has lost its goal. Amen. The church has lost everything look like that God's give it. But now then we're just going through here entertainment such like. But in Jeremiah the Bible teaches us, and he's talking about the children of Israel. In Jeremiah chapter number 5 he said, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Now that's what put us in the shape we're in today. Amen. It's not because God don't love us. It's not because Christ didn't die for us. It's not because the world is getting wickeder every day. It's because, thank God, our sins and iniquities have got betwixt us and God, and God's withholding good things from us. Now you can take that or leave it, but that's what God said He'd done to Israel here. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap, they catch men. Amen. God said that's a state that we've got in today. Bless your heart, the church has got into a state. Out of her, bless your heart to her. Amen. She lost her gold, replaced it with brass, lost the power and the glory of God. Amen. She's been replaced with everything in this world. God bless your heart. And as I preached last Sunday, when the love is gone, the joy is gone, the peace is gone, all these things that God said in the body of Christ, when all this is gone, He didn't say the church you would forsake going to the house of God. But bless your heart, there was no God down there. You look over in the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea. Amen. Bless your heart. They still had a church. They still had a congregation of people. They had everything in the world that the churches had today. But on the outside, the Bible said, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. They had everything there on the inside like we have today, but God was on the outside. I'm afraid that's what's taking place in most of our times today. We've got everything at our fingertips, padded pews, a carpet on the floor. Nothing wrong with this. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God, canned music the same by. Everything in the world going on. Amen. Entertainment of all kinds. But God's on the outside knocking at the door. Where is that old time power of God? Amen. Where sinners get under conviction. Sinners be saved. Amen. The saints of God rejoice. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man I hear my voice, thank God, He said, for him to open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, thank God, and him with me. When are we ever going to come to ourselves? I like this rich, this young man done. I got off down there, thought he's living it up, having himself a time on that righteous living. But one day there come a famine. Amen. There wasn't nothing to eat. When are we going to ever come to ourselves and realize the most of our churches today have no spiritual food whatsoever to eat in them? All we have, amen, is just a family get together or a social gospel. When are we going to come to ourselves and realize we're fixing to have to start eating the husk with the swine? Amen. But he got tired of that. When are we going to get tired of what's going on? When are we going to get tired of no God in our buildings? In Jeremiah chapter 7, amen, the Bible said in verse 8, I behold you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Now you listen what they is doing when they didn't have no God. And you just take a look around at us today and see if you can't see the same thing going on in our generation today. And the Bible said he asked a question here. How will you steal? Murder? Commit adultery? Swear falsely? Burn incense unto Baal? Walk after other gods? Whom you know not? Amen. Do we see that today? Amen. There is a natural adultery going on in our churches today. And there's a spiritual adultery going on in our churches today, and both of them stinks in the nostrils of a holy God. Most all we have today, when we go down the house of God, I've heard it said a lot of times, a lot of our churches have their programs wrote out on a little piece of paper. When you walk through the door, they'll tell you who's going to sing, who's going to pray, who's going to gather up the money, who's going to teach, who's going to testify, who's going to preach, and what he's going to preach. But we got it better than that. We've already got it memorized. What's going on down at the house of God? We don't have to write it down anymore. Bless your heart. Amen. I hope we realize, come to ourselves and realize where we are. Amen. And turn back like this son did. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll get up and I'll go back home. When are we going to wake up where we're at? Shake ourselves one more time. Head back to the house of God. I get down to the mourner's bench and repent of our ways. Amen. Repent of our ways. Ask God to come back in. The Bible said in the book of Revelation at the Laodicean church, he said, I'm standing at the door. I'm a knocking. If you'll just open, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. God's a wanting back in. God's a wanting to help us. Amen. You say, preacher, I won't fit. I'm with the in crowd. If I get right with God, I clean my life up. I repent of my sins. I straighten up. I live holy before God. I won't fit in with the crowd. Well, welcome to the club. Here's another that don't. Amen. I want to see the end of this world, of life. Amen. A living for God. I want him here and say, welcome into the joys of the Lord. Amen. We need to come to ourselves. I told them this morning, I've got 3 grandkids, amen, getting to age, amen, of getting married. Matter of fact, one of them's already engaged, but they're getting out to the age, out of where they're fixing to go out on their own. Amen, and I'd like to see some churches, amen, would get God back in them. Amen, so when they get out on their own, they can go in and sit down in the house of God and see the power of God move again. I hear the word of God preached. I hear the old saints of God shout in the Holy Ghost. I hear them testify in the Holy Ghost. I see them live in the Holy Ghost. I'd like to see our churches come to their self and realize they're in a far country, starving to death, and really don't know it. Amen. We really live in a place out of where we're starving to death and don't know it. Amen. He said, and come, listen now, verse number 10 of Jeremiah chapter 7, come and stand before me in this house. See, they were still coming, amen, to the house of God. Hey, we're still getting before God, just like we're doing today. Still going to church. As I said this morning, we've got some SMOs, Sunday morning only, and some CEOs, Christmas and Easter only. Amen. But these folks were still coming. I looked like every time the doors was open to the house of God. But they were doing these things. Amen. And God said, come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name. Ain't God, and say we are delivered how to do all these abominations. Are we not living in a generation? Amen. I don't care how anybody lives. Amen. They can live and lie, die. How the life of a drunkard. How somebody will preach them right straight into heaven. They can live a life of adultery. Somebody will preach them into heaven. They can live a life of shacking up and living together. Somebody will preach them into heaven. What are you saying, preacher? They're saying we're set free how to do these things. But in Galatians chapter number 5, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How we can make a mark of God if we're so minded to. But God is a looking on. God's a seeing what's going on today. I bless your heart. Let's go now to Jeremiah chapter number 6. If the Lord will help us just for a few minutes. Amen. When Jeremiah said here, and one time he said, my people have committed two evil. They forsaken me. The fountain of living water. They've hewn them out cisterns. Broken cisterns that will hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 31, the Bible says something like this. How the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests by rule, by their means, and my people love to have it so. Amen. But he didn't stop there. He asked a questionator. He made this statement. And what will you do in the end thereof? How we can prophesy, how we can preach, how we can have heaven sweet, and everybody going, but God's a looking on. God knows the intent of our heart. Amen. The Bible said he knows my thoughts afar off. He knows my rising up. He knows my sitting down. Amen. There's not a word in my language that he don't know. I bless your heart. You better realize you're going to stand in judgment today after a while. Our children is going to stand in judgment. Our grandchildren is going to stand in judgment. Let's come to ourselves. Let's go home. Let's open the door. Let's let God. I'm back in the church again. Amen. Bless your heart. I hate to have to preach this way, but we're in trouble. Amen. We're in trouble. You know we are. I ain't telling you nothing that you don't know, but here's what God said. If you want to go back home, Jeremiah 6 and 16, thus saith the Lord. Now this is what God said. Stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old path. Oh my, there ain't nobody today asking for the old path. Amen. Instead of asking for the old path, they're getting new books. Amen. Just about everybody you hear, that's a big evangelist or whatever, they're saying, write and I'll send you some literature. Amen. I'll help you along your way. I'm going to tell you how to get some help. Don't you write me. Don't you ask me for nothing. You get your King James Bible. You open here. You find you a place. You pray. You ask God. God will help you. In the book of James, the Bible says, any man lack wisdom, I let him ask of God. I'm not sending after nobody's pantry. I'm not sending after nobody's book. I'll try to find a better way. I'm going to stay with the old 1611 King James Bible. Amen. The Bible said here now, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way. See, stand ye in the way. And see and ask for the old path, where is the good way. I'm glad I have the good way laying right here on this book board before me. Amen. It tells me where to place my feet. It tells me how to talk. It tells me how to dress. It tells me how to treat my neighbor. It tells me how to treat my wife. It tells me how to pay my tithes. It tells me, thank God, what to do at my house. It tells me everything that I need to know. I don't need Dr. Spock. Amen. A doctor's sounding brass. Or professor tinkering cymbal. I have what the Holy Ghost said to me here. He said, where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest unto your soul. Now God's a telling us how to find rest, how to find help, how to find peace in our lives. We'll get it out of this blessed old book of God, or we'll never get it. You'll not get it anywhere else except out of the book of God. Amen. And God, you'll find rest unto your souls. But they in that generation is just like they are in 2012. They come back and say it, but they said, we will not walk therein. You know that's what this generation's saying today. I don't care what that Bible says. I'm not going to live that way. Amen. Go ahead, help yourself. Live any way you want to. But Jesus said, the words that I speak unto ye, they shall judge you in the last days. You get this in your mind when you stand in judgment. Thank God you're going to be judged by what my blessed Lord said. You're going to give an account for what He said. But they said, we will not walk therein. Amen. I've been told I'm crazy. I've been told I'm a losing it. I've been told everything in the world. I've even back through the years used to have a radio broadcast at another station. Amen. I was phoned one time by a woman threatened to kill me. Amen. Because I was preaching the Word of God. You know what I told her? I said, as long as I'm doing the will of God, your powder won't burn. Amen. That's been some 25 or 30 years I'm still preaching. I'd bless your heart. And the Bible said here in the next verse, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. You know that's our problem today. Jesus standing outside the door. He's a knocking, a wanting in. But we will not hearken to His knock. Amen. We will not. We're in a far country. Joined to a strange citizen. Spent everything that God give us. We wound up broke. Destitute without anything. But we won't shake ourselves. Come to ourselves. Realize where we are and go home to God. You know what we need to do? You hear me? You hear me well. We need to realize where we are. Our nation, amen, is in bad shape. Amen. I'm hearing about today's debates over who's going to be president and over who ain't going to be president. How about you open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 21 and verse number 1. The Bible said the heart of the king is in in the hands of the Lord. You open your Bible in the book of Daniel where the Bible said that God set up kingdoms and God tears down kingdoms. You read in your Bible where God said He ruleth in the affairs of man. We're getting all kinds of campaigns today when we ought to be on our face seeking the will of God. If we'll pray and turn from our wicked ways, God said He'd forgive our sins and heal our land. That's what we need to do is wake up as this young man, come to ourselves and go back home to daddy. At this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.